Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace for Easter Sunday, the 17th of April, 2022. In the early church, they developed a call and response for this day. The leader of the congregation would call out, and the people would respond. If you know the response, call it back to your radio or speaker. Christ is risen. The response, He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Wherever you are listening from and whatever your church connection, indeed, whether you have a church connection or not, I am delighted to have you listening in to CJMQ, broadcasting to the eastern townships of the province of Quebec. My name is Nigel Parker, minister of the congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, who bring you this broadcast. We gather for in-person worship at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings at our building at 256 Rue Queen in Lennoxville, Sherbrooke. If you can't join us in person, you can watch our live stream on either our YouTube channel or our Facebook page. Words from Psalm 118. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die, but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done.
Jesus Christ is
Let us pray. Our gracious, life-giving God, You are the maker of all things visible and invisible. On the first day of the world, you spoke, and out of chaos came creation. Out of shadows came light. On the first day of the week, Christ was resurrected by your grace, and out of death came life. And you always come to us through the Holy Spirit to shine light on our way forward, offering your gift of new life in Christ Jesus. Praise and honour and blessing be to you, O God, Creator, Christ and Holy Spirit, this day and every day, now and always. Loving and life-giving God, you raised Jesus from the grave and shattered the powers of sin and death. But we confess that we remain captive to fear, resisting the hope that new life is possible for us. We hide in tombs of indifference, seeking comfort rather than justice in this world. We cling to resentment and disappointment, refusing the freedom that comes with forgiveness. Forgive us, O God, and restore us to joy and wholeness through your great mercy. This Easter day, God has turned our mourning into dancing. God has taken off our sackcloth and clothed us with joy. We are God's forgiven people. Let us be at peace with God, with one another, and with ourselves, through the undying mercy of our risen Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. John's Gospel, chapter 20, at verse 1. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. And they asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell him where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord!" And she told them that he had said these things to her.
All hail the power of Jesus' name, when angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye ransomed from the fall. Hail him who saved you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saved you by his grace and crown him Lord of all.
Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball to him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all.
To him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at his feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all.
If you had asked any number of people in the darkness of Friday afternoon, "Who is this man Jesus?" the answers would have been completely different than the answers you would have heard with the sun brightly shining on Sunday. Same man, same point in time, completely different answers. But on Friday, those who would describe Jesus would say that he was a heretic, that he was deluded. Some would even say that he was innocent. But they would all agree that he was dead, dead and buried. They had watched him die, and they had seen him taken down from the cross, and then they had looked on as he had been laid in the tomb, and the rock had been rolled into place. But that was Friday, and this is Sunday. The first person who saw him was Mary Magdalene. This is the Mary Magdalene who Dan Brown tried to turn into the Bride of Christ in the book The Da Vinci Code. But that's fiction. Mary, in fact, was a disciple of Jesus. She was one whom Christ had delivered from seven demons. We don't know what they were, but we do know that it was a life-changing experience for Mary. And we know that she was the first person to see Jesus after the crucifixion. And if you asked Mary, "Who is this man Jesus?" I'm sure that she would have responded, "He is the one who changed my life. He's the one who set me free from my demons." And in response, Mary gave Jesus the life that Jesus had given Mary. And I trust that there are many here today listening in to this broadcast who could say the same, that Jesus changed your life and set you free from the demons of your past, whatever they may have been. Have you been willing to give Jesus the life that he has given you? Have you given back to Jesus the life that he has given you? But the news of the resurrection wasn't just for Mary and the other women. In Mark's account, we read that when they entered the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in white robe sitting on the right side. The women were shocked, but the angel said, "Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Look, this is where they laid his body. Now go and tell his disciples, including Peter, that Jesus is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there, just as he told you before he died." Peter had been one of the first to be called to follow Jesus, the one of the first to acknowledge Jesus as the Messiah. Peter was the one who offered to die for Jesus and followed that up by cutting off the ear of one of the guards who came to arrest Jesus. But that didn't matter, because when push came to shove, Peter blew it, and that's what we remember him for on that day. When Jesus was taken away, Peter followed from a distance to see what would happen to his friend. But three times he was confronted about his relationship with Jesus, and three times he denied that he even knew Jesus, even to the point of cursing and swearing. And if it wasn't enough that he denied him in front of strangers, Jesus was led by just in time to hear Peter's last denial. Imagine being at the darkest moment of your life and hearing the person whom you considered to be your closest friend denying that they'd ever met you. Peter knew what he had done, and he was left a broken man. And if you had asked of Peter, "Who is this man Jesus?" he would have told you, "He's the one who gave me a second chance. He is the one who gave me a second chance." Have you ever felt that you have denied Jesus? That he has given you the chance of a new beginning, and like Peter, you started well, but then something happened, and you feel that through your actions or through your words, you've denied your relationship with Christ. Maybe a mistake, a slip, or perhaps a conscious decision to deliberately disobey, but you feel that you've let him down. The same Jesus who offered Peter a second chance offers you and me a second chance as well. You may think that Jesus has written you off, that he could never forgive you. But that's not the case. The same Jesus who offered Peter a second chance offers it to you as well. And Peter accepted the gift. Will you? And when Jesus appeared to the disciples and to Peter, there was one missing. Thomas, nicknamed the twin, was not with the others when Jesus came. And they told him, "We have seen the Lord," but he replied, "I won't believe it unless I see the nail wounds in his hands, put my fingers into them, and place my hand into the wound in his side." And for the next 2,000 years, Thomas would have a new nickname, the Doubter. Thomas' life had been turned upside down. A week before, he'd watched his teacher being swept into town on a wave of adulation. And then Thomas watched as Jesus was arrested, tried, and crucified. He'd just gotten his head around the fact that Jesus was dead, and now everybody's saying that he wasn't, that he was alive, and that they'd all seen him. Well, everybody except Thomas, what was with that? Have you ever had times of doubts in your Christian life? If Jesus really loves you, then how come? And you can fill in the blank. If Jesus really is God, then how come? And you can fill in the blank. How come my kid's sick? How come I lost my job? How come I lost my spouse? How come my church is closing? How do I keep doing things that I know are wrong? And then we feel guilty about having doubts. And I think if you ask Thomas, who is this man Jesus? He would reply, he's the one who understood my doubts. He is the one who understood my doubts. Jesus didn't write Thomas off because he had doubts. He answered those doubts. He didn't condemn Thomas for his feelings. He didn't criticize him for not just believing. Instead, he said, you needed to see to believe. Well, here I am. The resurrection was as real to Thomas in his time as it was to Mary and Peter in their time. And because of Thomas, we know that we aren't the first to doubt. And because of Jesus' response, we know that we won't be condemned for our doubt if it leads us to believe. Because of the resurrection, we can still answer the question, who is this man Jesus? By saying, he is the one who changed my life, who gave me a second chance, and who understands my doubts.
Make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms.
Because I want the Lord as
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, risen from death, we praise you for changed lives and new hopes at Easter. You came to Mary in the garden and turned her tears into joy. For your love and mercy, we give you thanks, O Lord. You came to Peter and the disciples in the upper room and turned their fear into courage. For your love and mercy, we give you thanks, O Lord. You came to Thomas in the midst of his doubts and grief and turned his doubts and uncertainty to devotion and undying love. For your love and your mercy, we give you thanks, O Lord. Lord Jesus, wherever there are tears or fear or failure or despair or doubts or weakness, come, reveal to us your love and your mercy and your risen power. God of healing and hope, you broke the bonds of death which tried to shackle new life. Now break into situations of illness, pain, grief and loss, wherever people are sick in body, mind or spirit, and whenever people mourn the loss of a loved one or a cherished future, embrace each one with your spirit of comfort and courage. Resurrect, renew, and revive our lives. God of Easter renewal and resurrection, you have broken into our lives again this day. Break into all our moments of celebration and joy, as well as the circumstances that we name before you now. By your Spirit, give us gratitude, generosity, and the grace to understand each other. Resurrect, renew, and revive our souls and spirits. And hear us now as further we pray together in the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.